What about in stage three combined with radiation therapy?
I think many of the things we do in the combined modality arena are not based on phase three data. Probably the most common thing that's used in the U.S. is low-dose carboplatin and paclitaxel on a weekly basis, and that's not a phase three proven strategy. Even the SWOG-9504 approach, which is the concomitant cisetoposide full dose with radiation followed by docetaxel, has no randomized phase three data. The Hoosier Oncology Group is doing a randomized phase three trial isolating what impact consolidation docetaxel has. But again, these are probably two very popular paradigms used in the United States that are really devoid of phase three data. So getting back to Abraxane, I think that it is paclitaxel. Paclitaxel does have radiosensitizing properties. I am a big believer in the fact that when you're doing combined modality therapy, there are really considerations of what the chemotoxicities are, what the radiation toxicities are, and then what the interplay between the two modalities is in terms of toxicity. Good example is gemcitabine. Gemcitabine is a very potent radiation sensitizer. Now, if you do very carefully planned radiotherapy and you limit the excessive dose to normal tissues, you can get away with giving gemcitabine safely. What is a concern with gemcitabine is that sometimes the radiation parameters are less than tightly planned, and therefore a potent radiation sensitizer given with less than perfect radiation is going to have amplified toxicity, and that's what we've seen with gemcitabine. If you have a drug like Abraxane, which essentially really is a special delivery system to the tumor, then that really may protect, or you may be able to get away with less normal tissue injury, less toxicity, and more directed therapy to the tumor. And where you want your radiosensitizing effect is at the level of the tumor. So if this albumin binding does provide a better way to get the drug to where you want it to be, dare I say a more targeted approach, then that could really make combined modality therapy take a step forward in terms of how good we do with local regional control in these patients.